Proverbs 4:24 says, "Put away from thee a froward mouth, and perverse lips put far from thee." Now, we discussed a froward mouth in our previous devotion, but perverse lips is something that, while just as wicked, is also an additional matter to beware of. Perverse lips means speaking perversion, to contradict truth with lies as though it is the truth, to use words that we're familiar with but give them a completely opposite meaning. It's what we've described many times, quoting Isaiah 5:20. "Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter." See, it's a complete perversion. You flip things on its head. An example of that is how this culture today calls sodomites gay or gays. And that's the exact opposite of the reality. Gay means happy. The sodomites are a miserable people. There's a high suicide rate and high domestic violence rate and high drug overdose rates and all that. And in that and many other ways, our culture is conditioning the masses to have perverse lips. And they're teaching us to flip things on its head and say things that are the exact opposite of the truth. And it's creeping into churches and Christian homes, Christian schools. For example, is this self-esteem stuff. The Bible says we're to die daily in 1 Corinthians 15:31. And in Philippians 2:3, we're told to esteem other better than ourselves. The self-esteem is the exact opposite of biblical teaching. And this is happening frequently in our Bible versions. Philippians 2:6, Jesus is said to he thought it not robbery to be equal with God. And the ESV and other new versions say he did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped. That's a perversion of the truth. In 1 Timothy 3:16, referring to Jesus, says God was manifest in the flesh. The ESV and other versions take the word God out and just say he was manifest in the flesh. That's the exact opposite of the point. The point is that he wasn't just a he as in any other person. He was God in flesh. So perverse lips, they began with Satan, the fallen Lucifer of Isaiah 14:12, and he appeared as the serpent in Genesis 3, and we see him in verse 1 asking the question, "Hath God said?" He wasn't asking for clarification. He was trying to cause Eve to doubt God's word. And she answers by giving a clarification, and by the way, adds words that God didn't say. He never said, "Neither shall you touch it." And so she's already on the wrong track. And then Satan immediately flips the truth into error in verses 4 and 5. In verse 4, he says, "Ye shall not surely die," which is the exact opposite, a perversion of what God said. And ever since then, fallen man has been imitating the serpent. And it describes what's going on in today's Laodicean false churches. You know, there's a measure of truth spoken in these churches. Of course, Satan's smart. He's not stupid. He's wicked, but he's not stupid. And he knows that he's got to have 99% truth and then just that 1% of error that destroys the whole thing. So in churches today, you'll hear them embracing the lie of sexual orientation, the lie of this self-esteem stuff that we talked about, the lie of so-called diseases like alcoholism, and telling people they have a disease rather than calling on them to repent of sin. In any of these cases, saying that Scripture is inadequate to deal with such things when it speaks directly about these things, that comes from perverse lips. And of course, we can't deal with all of these issues in detail right here, but I want to leave you with what God says in 2 Timothy 3:16, 17. "All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works." If the Bible speaks on it, that's the authority, and that's where it ends. And when you change God's word or contradict God's word in your teaching, you are practicing perversion, and you have perverse lips. Let's stick with God's word.